Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
All right. Over the Christmas season, I got a Steam gift card, which I then used to buy a bunch of indie video games for my computer that I'd kind of missed out on during the year, but a lot of people were talking about.
I know you were talking to a lot of listeners for ideas. Was this one suggested to you, or did you go after this one first?
So many of you hit me up on the Riot's Facebook page and said, you have to check out Soma. Soma came out on my birthday last year, but I skipped it, and I'm glad I didn't. Nikki, let me ask you a question. What makes you human? Is it your body? Is it your mind?
Is it my emotions? I don't know.
If your body disappeared, but your mind did not, would you still be human, or would you be something else?
Are these the questions that Soma asks?
They are, though they don't ask them right away. It all starts out, you're having a first-person adventure story. You're in your apartment in Toronto. You've recently been in a very bad car accident, which has caused some brain trauma, but you're going in for an experimental brain scan where they'll be able to help get you the treatment that you need, right? Right. So when they go in for this brain scan, you get your brain scan, and all of a sudden you wake up on the bottom of the ocean floor in a research facility that's abandoned. Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
The really interesting thing about Soma, which is available on the PC and the PS4, is that you never get a gun. You never get a weapon of any kind.
But are you fighting people?
No. You're wandering around looking for clues, trying to figure out what's going on. You eventually find someone that helps you, and you go on a mission of sorts. But it all happens somewhat organically. You never get a gun. And let's face it, every first-person game you ever play, you get a gun.
You get mini guns.
Or you get a sword, or you get a something. You never get an offensive weapon of any kind in Soma. Now, that being said, a lot of people categorized this as survival horror. I did not find it to be very scary, but it is not overly cheerful.
Is it just a different type of scary where it's just the unknown?
Well, there's the unknown, but then there are monsters in this game that, and again, you can't fight them. You have to run from them. You have to hide from them, but you cannot do anything about them. You have to figure out a way to get around them. And that's actually the dumbest part of the whole game. The first time you encounter this one of the monsters, it's terrifying. And every time after that, it is annoying and ridiculous and frustrating because you're like, hey, I need to get in that room. Oh, great. There's a monster in there. Let's wait outside the door until he leaves.
We're normally in a game or in real, like, I guess if we were to play and pretend real life, you would maybe not have a gun or a weapon to begin with, but you would find a weapon or a way to
something,
fight.
Yeah. No, so this Soma doesn't work that way. So it tells what I would call a hard sci-fi story, meaning that if you don't like science fiction at all, you are not going to like Soma. But I was fascinated by the way you're just wandering around this fully kind of realized 3D world on the bottom of the ocean. Like, I was just fascinated by it. The things I didn't like, I mentioned the monsters. I also thought it was too long. It took me like 10 or 11 hours to play through it. It would have been way better at 5 or 6 hours. Like, if they could have just, and I know you're like, cut it in half? Yeah, I think so. Because after a while, you know where
repetitive.
It's headed. You know what's going to happen. You know there's going to be one more monster that you got to get past. And I think it, like, the game, I kept playing it, but it lost a lot of its shine fairly early on. So, Soma's available for the PC and the PS4, and as I mentioned, there are parts of it that are scary and kind of, honestly, kind of gross. So, it's not for the faint of heart, but it was a fascinating take. And thank you, everybody, that stopped by the Facebook page and recommended it to me. I think it's $20 regularly. I caught it on sale for $11. That was the perfect price.
Well, if you have any other suggestions, Radio U Riot is our Facebook page. You can always just leave them there for OB.
Yep, and I'm still looking for games to play because, let's face it, not a lot of games coming out in the next month or two.
Well, that leaves you more time for, like you called it, a little bit, a few more independent games.
Yeah, I finally got in on Broforce, too. That made me laugh.